vixen's tail skirt swished as she turned.
Where will you be while all this is going on?
Nagroo pointed downward with the iron claws of his wolf pelt.
Right here, with the rest of my horde. We must defend this open gateway night and day until the gatehouse is recaptured.
Silvermaud signalled her approval.
That's more like the fox wolf of old. At last, you're beginning to use that brain like a true commander.
Dandin lay behind a rock with Meldrum and Iris, watching the activity taking place within the open portal on the plateau.
They're up to something, and I have a feeling in my stomach it's not going to do us much good,
he said. Meldrum the Magnificent squinted up at the figures beginning to appear on the battlements.
That blighter's doing what any sensible general should do, getting them up high where they can sweep this valley floor with their arrows. We'll be pinned down and slaughtered if we don't do something soon.
The three ducked behind the rock as a short cloud of arrows zipped down from the battlements. Somewhere close by, there was a strangled cry as an otter fell to one of the shafts. Iris gnawed her lip anxiously, saying,
We've got to stay here and face it out until help arrives. I've been thinking, Marielle can't be alone in that gatehouse. She couldn't raise and lower the drawbridge on her own.
They kept their heads low as another salvo of arrows quivered into the ground around them. Iris pulled one out, fitted it to her bow, and returned fire. She lay watching the path of her arrow's trajectory in disgust.
We have to shoot upward. They're out of our range. That arrow didn't get anywhere near them.
Meldrum loosed a swift shaft in the direction of the drawbridge and was rewarded by a distant squeal.
Good job we can still reach those villains in the gateway, isn't it? Fire away, chaps. Keep your heads down and defend our position. Give as good as we get. That's what I always say, what?
An arrow hummed by Marielle's cheek, bounced off the wall and fell to the floor. She glanced at the window and threw herself flat against the side wall.
Muta, Rab, over here! They're on the battlements firing in at us! Get against this wall, it's on their blind side!
As the two warriors joined her, more arrows zipped in. Then the door began shuddering under the impact of some heavy object.
Look out, they're knocking at the door,
Marielle groaned. Gale Squiddle King stood with his paws around Queen Serena and his son Truffin. The little squiddle felt his father's paw shake with emotion as he gazed around the crowded sward in front of Ferp's dwelling. Squiddles crowded everywhere, carrying bows, slings and spears. A greying elder approached the king. Bowing low, he placed his forehead against Gale's footpaw.
Majesty, we thought you were dead, but you live and all of Southsward is glad of this.